It's March 20th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. I don't like starting like this, but it's something we have to do. Let's take a look back at Saturday's game. Evander Kane needed just 3 shots to show the Edmonton Oilers were more than just Connor McDavid, and the timing couldn't have been better with the playoffs coming up. Kane recorded his 2nd hat trick of the season, and the Oilers gained a little bit of cushion in the Western Conference playoff chase with a 6-4 win over the Kraken on Saturday. Kane capped the 6th 3-goal game of his career by scoring on an odd man rush with 9:40 remaining just after a Seattle power play ended. Kane also scored Edmonton's 1st goal less than 2 minutes into the game, and his 2nd came 43 seconds into the 2nd period. Kane said, quote, "That's part of my job, to be productive for this group. Obviously, we have 2 of the best players in the world, but they can't carry a team and win a championship. You need everyone pulling their weight," end quote. Kane has only played 29 games this year due to injuries, and it's obvious that they need him on this team. McDavid still did his part. He had 1 goal and 2 assists, giving him 134 points for the season, the 7th most points by any player in the past 30 years. McDavid scored his 58th goal of the season on a power play with 3 minutes 50 seconds remaining. McDavid recorded his 20th 3-point game of the season, the 1st player to reach that mark since both Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr did it in the 1995-96 season. The victory moved Edmonton 3 points ahead of Seattle for the final automatic playoff spot from the Pacific Division. Edmonton has 1 less game remaining than Seattle, but the Oilers gained the upper hand in the final matchup of the regular season between the teams. Kyler Yamamoto said, quote, "It's really big. Every game down the stretch right now is huge for us. We need to keep chipping away and finding ways to get these W's," end quote. Yamamoto scored his 9th goal of the season in the 1st period. Zach Hyman scored his 30th, and Leon Draisaitl had 3 assists, giving him 104 points for the season. Stuart Skinner made 33 saves for Edmonton. Jaden Schwartz, Jordan Eberle, Oliver Bjorkstrand, and Ellie Tolvanen all scored for Seattle, but the Kraken lost for the 6th time in their past 7 home games. Vince Dunn extended his point streak to 12 games when he assisted on Seattle's 1st goal that was tipped in by Schwartz. The goal was originally credited to Dunn, but later changed to Schwartz. Eberle said, quote, "Obviously this is frustrating. You see the standings and where it's at. Obviously, we're fighting till the end. It's a big road trip for us coming up," end quote. Philip Grubauer made 7 saves, but left with 13:30 left in the 2nd period and immediately went down the tunnel to Seattle's locker room. Martin Jones replaced Grubauer, and the 1st shot he faced found the back of the net when Hyman collected a pass from McDavid and put a wrist shot over Jones' blocker. Seattle announced that Grubauer left due to a non-COVID illness. Jones made 10 saves. Seattle coach Dave Hextall said, quote, "It's a disappointing outcome. Our team played hard. Our team played well. We had to play a little too much from behind," end quote. Kane had his 1st game with multiple goals since returning from wrist surgery after suffering a cut on his wrist with a skate blade November 8th at Tampa Bay. He missed 31 games recovering from the injury and had scored 5 goals in the 14 games played since he returned. Seattle forward John Hayden went limping to the locker room with 7:45 left in the 2nd period after a fight with Kim Kostin. Hayden fell awkwardly on his right leg during the fight. He did not return. Edmonton has 4 players with at least 30 goals for the 1st time since 1989-90. Coach Dave Hextall, quote, "Our team played a good hockey game today. It's an even hockey game. We worked extremely hard, especially on the offensive side of the puck. We ground for our offensive opportunities for the majority of the 60 minutes. Our team played hard. Our team played well," end quote. After an early goal from Evander Kane, the Kraken didn't waver from Saturday's objective. Take 2 points from the Oilers and move back into third place. The Kraken tied the game at one when Vince Dunn's shot from the point was deflected by Jaden Schwartz for his 17th goal of the season. With the primary assist, Dunn extended his franchise and personal record point streak to 12 games. He has scored 4 goals and added 13 assists during that stretch. Dunn leads the Kraken in scoring with 57 points. Yet after another early period goal by Evander Kane in the second, a replay of the first period, the Kraken kept pushing, turning in good shifts in response to the 3-1 margin. Jordan Eberle took a pass from Jared McCann 4 minutes into the second period. He settled the puck in time with his skates, then fought off disruption from Oilers defenseman Evan Bouchard to find the time and space for an open shot. Eberle put a wrist shot 5-hole between Stuart Skinner's leg pads to close the lead to 3-2. When asked about the team's push leading up to his goal, Eberle said, quote, "I thought we had some good offensive zone shifts. We sustained some pressure and created some chances. For the most part, we were skating with them and creating plays, and obviously I felt like we had a lot of the offensive zone chances, but you give them high-quality chances, they're going to score." End quote. During the first television timeout of the second period, Philip Grubauer appeared to be laboring at the bench. He left the game and went down the tunnel with trainers. The team reported in-game that Grubauer was doubtful to return to today's game due to a non-COVID illness. Martin Jones then manned the puck with Grubauer in the locker room. On the ensuing shift, the Oilers moved the puck out of their end and got the puck on the stick of Connor McDavid. Seattle defenseman Carson Soucy tied up McDavid, but the puck went off Justin Schultz's skate right to Zach Hyman's stick, who put the puck quickly past Jones for a 4-2 lead. Hyman now has 30 goals, and McDavid's second assist of the period was his 133rd point of the season, on the way to a 134th point on his 58th goal on a late-game power play. Jones wasn't deterred, making big saves from there out in the middle period, and another particularly memorable glove save on Evan Bouchard in the early minutes of the third period when the Kraken were whistled for a too-many-men penalty. Oliver Bjorkstrand then scored to bring the Kraken closer at 4-3. It's his third goal in the last 4 games. Bjorkstrand has 16 goals on the year. Let's take a look at some numbers. The Kraken dominated in shots on goal, 37-23. Shot quality was 3.1 for the Oilers, 2.6 for Seattle. In 5-on-5 offense, offensive zone possession time, that's the time the puck's on a team player's stick. Seattle had 5 minutes and 37 seconds. Edmonton, 3 minutes 56 seconds. Percentage of time the puck was in the offensive zone, 41% for Seattle, 36% for Edmonton. Shot attempts, 49 by the Kraken, Schwartz led with 8. 32 for the Oilers, Kane led with 6. In 5-on-5 defense, entry denial percentage, 44% for Edmonton, 46% for Seattle. Zone exit percentage, good for both teams, 78% for the Oilers, 83% for the Kraken. Defensive zone blocked pass percentage, 12% for Edmonton, 10% for Seattle. The Oilers were 1-for-3 on the power play. They had 7 shot attempts and 7 shots on goal. The shot quality was 0.9. The Kraken were 0 for 2 on the power play. They had 7 shot attempts, 4 shots on goal. Shot quality was 0.3. Goaltending for Edmonton. Skinner made 33 of 37 saves. His goals saved was negative 1.4. The Seattle tandem of Grubauer and Jones made 17 of 23 saves. The goals saved was negative 2.9. Neither team had a quality start, nor stole the game. And that's it for today's Full Press Kraken. Join me tomorrow as we preview the game in Dallas against the Stars, the first game of the road trip. I'm Rich Anselmo. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Sport Logic for the numbers. Enjoy the day.